USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. Maine Secretary of State Sena Bellows faced a swatting incident following her decision to exclude Donald Trump from the state's 2024 primary ballot. The episode occurred on Friday night when a caller falsely reported breaking into Bellows' residence. Responding officers found no intrusion, and Bellows, who was not home during the incident, condemned the unacceptable behavior, emphasizing the importance of civil discourse and disagreement without resorting to threats and violence. U.S. military officials are reporting details on a Houthi rebel attack out of Yemen that targeted a commercial vessel and alerted a U.S. warship in the Red Sea Saturday.
During the day, the destroyer USS Gravely and another American aircraft carrier were responding to help the Maersk Hangzhou ship after four Houthi rebel boats attacked. U.S. Navy aircraft were deployed and sunk several of the rebel craft. Officials say the incident marks the 23rd attack by the Houthis on international shipping vessels since November 19th. Houthi rebel attacks have picked up since the Israel-Hamas war began. I'm Ryan Daniels.
A new law banning guns in most public places will be going into effect in California thanks to a federal appeals court decision. Judge Cormac Carney had filed an injunction with the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, arguing the new law violates the U.S. Constitution and the Second Amendment. A lower court in California had ruled in favor of this. However, the 9th Circuit Appeals Court judges issued an administrative stay on the injunction, effectively blocking it and allowing the new gun ban to take effect in the new year. President Biden is set to welcome in the new year in the Caribbean as he and his family embark on their traditional holiday trip to the Virgin Islands. Republicans, including Ohio Representative Jim Jordan, criticized the vacation, framing it as inappropriate amidst the ongoing crisis at the southern border. Arizona Congressman Andy Biggs pointed to the border challenges, accusing the president of enjoying the Caribbean sun while an influx of illegal aliens continues. This is USA News.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hamas may be ready to negotiate another hostage swap with Israel. Israeli media report says Hamas agreed in principle to a deal that includes a temporary ceasefire. The proposed agreement would involve the exchange of 40 Israeli hostages for an undisclosed number of Palestinian prisoners held in Israel. The Times of Israel quotes one government official saying it's a positive development. On New Year's Eve, a surge of couples exchanging vows in Las Vegas could potentially establish a record as the city's busiest wedding day ever.
This is due to the significance of 12/31/23, recognized in the expansive Las Vegas wedding industry as a specialty date. That's because of its repeating 1-2-3-1-2-3 pattern. The benchmark to surpass on New Year's Eve is 4,492, which stands as the single-day record for marriages in Las Vegas, set on July 7, 2007. 7707. The second most popular specialty wedding date on record with the county's Marriage Bureau is November 11th, 2011, when 3,125 couples tied the knot. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
Georgia crushed Florida State in the Orange Bowl Saturday in what's being called the biggest blowout in college bowl game history. The number 6 Bulldogs gave a relentless pounding to the 4th-ranked Seminoles 63-3 at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami. The 60-point margin beat Georgia's own record set in last year's college football championship when they clobbered TCU by 58 points. Saturday's blowout was also the worst loss ever for Florida State. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.